人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事，欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
大家晚上好，欢迎各位收听每周三晚上9:40播出的美国故事栏目。我是本期节目的主持人 Esther。那么我们今天呢，邀请到了一位特别的嘉宾 ,Maria Batayola, 玛利亚·巴塔约拉。他是环境健康和航空气候影响方面的专家，目前负责由金线赞助的修复伤害运动。该运动旨在解决当前飞行操作带来的累积伤害。那么今天呢，我们将讨论飞行操作对于环境、气候和健康的影响，尤其要特别关注我们 SeaTac 机场附近的社区，以及我们将如何支持这项运动。玛利亚，非常感谢您的参加。 Thank you for joining us, Maria.
It's a pleasure, and I hope I can share my knowledge. I'm not an expert.
这是我的荣幸，我希望能够跟大家分享更深厚的知识。
好的，我们本次节目中也有一位现场的即时翻译燕，燕也是来自咱们电台的新闻主播。好的，下面将为大家开始采访。So Maria, why are we especially focusing on the plants when we're discussing environmental, health, and climate impacts?
玛利亚，为什么我们在讨论环境健康和气候影响时会特别关注飞机的行驶呢？
So I understand I will do a sentence at a time. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So air and noise pollution comes from many sources, like roads, highways, and airplanes.
像是这些气体污染啊，空气的污染会来自各种地方，像是马路上啊，或是飞机上这些机体的行驶。
There is a plan to electrify the cars and the trucks, so we don't worry as much about that, but there is no plan on how to really deal with aircraft air and noise pollution.
但是现在没有一个特别的具体方案来应对关于飞机所制造出来的噪音以及气体的污染。
Yeah, airplanes emit air pollution and noise pollution and greenhouse gases. Especially in areas where people live either underneath the flight path or near the SeaTac airport, which is the number 11 largest, excuse me, number 11 busiest airport in America.
飞机的运营直接导致了空气质量的恶化、气候变化和噪音污染，这些都对附近的居民健康福祉产生了重大影响。尤其是住在机场周边的居民，他们更是遭受11倍左右的伤害。
We are concerned with the environmental and health impacts of air and noise pollution on people.
我们关注这些关于这些飞机噪音所带来的伤害。
Okay, so thank you for the answers. Well, my next question is, can you explain the environmental harms caused by aircraft operation in the SeaTac area?
你能够解释一下，就是有关于飞机运行在 SeaTac地区所造成的环境危害吗？
So airplanes that fly in and out of SeaTac Airport affect a large area. There's 7 cities around that are impacted.
飞机在 SeaTac 的飞机呢，他们其实在整个周边造成很大的环境影响，尤其是周边的7个城市。
So the air pollution puts out carbon and ultrafine particles.Particulate matter in the air, and the noise pollution disrupts the natural environment and the quality of life for residents.
飞机发动机的排放物会释放像是一氧化碳、碳气体以及颗粒物这种空气污染物。那这些污染物会造成周边的环境造成这些伤害。
Well, it's good to know all this. Well, my next question is, what are the health harms experienced by the residents living near the SeaTac airport?
那住在西塔机场附近的居民会面临哪些健康的危害呢？能否具体跟我们说一下？
So people who live within 10 miles of SeaTac Airport and under the flight paths, basically the noise pollution causes them to disturb their sleep. It causes cardiovascular issues, hypertension, and then the air pollutants cause respiratory problems like asthma and bronchitis. And oftentimes these are very difficult for children, adults who have illnesses, our elders, and the pregnant people.
由于长期暴露在这些飞机噪音和排放物的气体当中，那住在这附近的居民其实面临的健康风险包含，例如说由噪音污染导致的睡眠障碍，那也会有高血压、心血管的问题。那飞机排放的空气污染物也会引起呼吸问题，例如说哮喘和支气管炎。那其他的重症，对于说，例如说有小孩呀、老人这些，也都会受到极大的影响。
Okay, so how about the climate harms? How do the aircraft operation contribute to the climate change?
那像是飞机的运行，他们这样子的操作是如何导致气候变化的呢？
So the aircraft that fly to take off and land, they put out carbon dioxide and also water vapor. And what that does is it becomes a greenhouse effect, which warms up our climate. The greenhouse gases in King County from the airports are around 15% of the transportation emissions.
飞机其实在起降的过程当中会排放出二氧化碳、水蒸气等温室气体。那这些气体还会增强了这些温室效应。那这些温室效应会进一步的导致全球变暖并改变天气的模式。那像是在 SeaTac 附近的话，飞机的这些气体的排放量达到了15%左右。
Well, as a resident who lives near the King County, I feel pretty concerned about this. And I believe lots of the audience who live near this areas must be pretty concerned of it too. So, can you talk about the injustice aspect of this impact?
Sure. The environmental and health impacts from the airplanes disproportionately affect our low-income communities, our communities of color, and immigrants and refugees, because by ethnicity, there's more of us who live around the airport in the seven cities around the airport.
刚才主持人问的问题是关于可不可以谈一下这些影响，这些飞机空气污染带来的影响，对于这些居民的权利带来哪些不公平的地方？那玛利亚的回答是说呢，飞行的操作造成的环境和健康影响，对于住在机场附近的低收入社区，还有有色人种的社区影响尤为严重，因为这些社区的人并不会有一定的能力去应对这些影响。
These populations have less access to health care. Oftentimes, the children live near or in low-income areas, so there's less resources. And also, they may not be able to afford being able to insulate, soundproof their windows, and have double-paned windows.
住在这些社区的人民呢，大部分有些是可能是低收入户的，那他们常常缺乏这些资源，或者是缺乏 一些渠道来去减轻这些不利的影响，例如说安装隔音窗啊，或者是他们有些是没有健康保险的，没有医疗保险，这就形成了一个很大的负担。
Okay, so yeah, I think these can be pretty huge problem for most of the people who live near the in the communities while they cannot really afford the healthcares or, you know, living in, you know, areas who are far away from where the roads, you know, are not around. So,I'm kind of wondering why are communities living near the airport more vulnerable?
Go ahead, 像我们刚才提到的，就是这些社区居民啊，那为什么就是在机场周边，在机场附近的社区是更容易受到像这样子的影响？
So these individuals, their health is more vulnerable because what we've learned from COVID is that communities that have less resiliency have less resources, like the poor communities and our immigrants and refugees, they were hit harder and faster by COVID.
就我们之前的研究当中啊，尤其是像在疫情的期间，我们发现其实在机场附近的社区，他们因为经常暴露在这些高水平的噪音和空气污染中，那再加上之前新冠疫情的时候，他们就是属于一个比较受到影响比较深的，因为他们比较缺乏资源而受到比较深的影响。
Yeah, so what about the socioeconomic challenges they might have?
Well,
他们会有哪些社会经济的挑战呢？
Again, the socioeconomic challenges, it really makes their vulnerability worse because they're not able to afford healthcare. And also, they may be in jobs wherein they don't have healthcare. So that means the family doesn't have healthcare. And they need a lot of other resources to deal with the environmental and health impacts of the air and noise pollution.
这些社区他们就是已经在面临这些社会经济挑战，那这个其实就加剧了他们更脆弱的背景。那例如有些像是医疗服务和应对环境和健康因素所需的其他资源都是他们所缺乏的。
Well, that's the problem. So, my next question is, what is SAMP, S-A-M-P, by SeaTac Airport, and what impact does it have?
西塔机场的 SAMP 是什么呢？那它有什么样的影响？能不能跟我们解释一下？
So, right now, the SeaTac Airport, at the end of 2023,had 430,000 takeoffs and landings in the airport that pollute our environment and impact our health and our climate. And now SeaTac Airport wants to increase its capacity to serve more airplanes. And SAMP is the name of their plan.It's called Sustainable Airport Master Plan.
但西塔机场呢有非常多的起降的数量，那这一个 SAMP 它是一个西塔机场提出来的计划，它的全名是可持续机场总体规划，它是一项全面的计划。
Well, we all know that, you know, the communities should really do something to address such a huge, in nations. So what should the communities do to address these issues?
What we want the community our communities is to learn about this issue and this problem. We want them to, we're tabling with a lot of our community partners. We are holding community meetings. We want them to be able to, we want our neighbors to learn about this issue. We want them to sign our letter of concern. And also we want them to be able to advocate for themselves, be it stronger laws or rules, so that we should be able to stop this added harm and then focus on fixing the harm on our families and our residents.
刚才主持人问的问题是，那这些社区可以采取哪些方法来解决这些问题呢？那玛利亚的回答是说，社区应该更积极的参与本地的会议和论坛，表达他们的关切，并倡导更严格的法规和更好的实践。那玛利亚他们自己也有举办，就是定期会举办一些讲座来，跟居民还有跟研究人员和政策制定者一起共同寻找解决的方案。
Well, yeah, we all know that it's all about the community, so we must, you know, we're all in this together. So maybe joining the initiatives like Fix the Harm campaign can really help unite the residents, the researchers, and the policymakers to work towards the solutions. And we all know that supporting measures for the noise abatement and promoting the cleaner aviation technologies and advocating for policies that can reduce the emissions and improve air quality are crucial steps.
我们知道说就是像是在 Fix the Harm, 就是这一个修复伤害运动里面其实有包含很多活动。那它能够例如说支持降噪措施啊，推动更清洁的航空技术，都是这个组织活动一直在倡导的。那可不可以跟我们分享一下就是这些活动的细节？
Yeah, so we all know that stay informed and participating in the advocacy efforts can drive significant changes that benefit everyone. So can you tell us more about the Fix the Harm campaign and its goals?
So the goals of the Fix the Harm campaign. Oh, I'm sorry. You're supposed to do your interpretation.
It's okay.I just said it. 就是您可以想一下，再继续介绍一下修复伤害运动及其这个活动的目标吗？
So the goals of the Fix the Harm, No Added Harm campaign is to educate and help our communities around the seven cities, around SeaTac Airport, to be able to take action and protect their health.
Fix the Harm 这个活动呢，主要其实就是希望能够提高在机场周边还有这七个城市的这些居民们能够更有方法的来面对这些伤害，然后更有具体的措施来去倡导这项活动。
The way we're doing the education is we partner with local community groups like yours.That can reach out to the communities and speak their language so that they can learn about this environmental harm and what we can do about it together.
像是我们也会跟当地的媒体啊或当地的组织一起合作，像是西雅图中文电台来为各位在机场附近的华人居民华人朋友能够去知道现在这件事情正在发生，以及我们能够一起共同来探讨会发生什么样的事情。
We're gathering signatures for the Fix the Harm, No Added Harm letter. And when Sam...
I'm going to call for a pause because it's our break time.
Okay.
So, 感谢各位来宾。嘉宾，我们现在先进一段广告，广告之后将继续为大家带来美国故事节目。
This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整。这里是西雅图中文电台。
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
你的健康保险是否涵盖最新的 COVID-19 疫苗？如果没有健保该怎么办？别担心，没有健保的成人和儿童都能通过政府的计划免费接种最新疫苗。绝大多数的私人健保 Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE 或 CHIP 儿童健保计划也涵盖免费的 COVID-19 疫苗。请浏览 vaccines.gov 或致电 1800-525-0127 并按井字键了解详情。本广告与华盛顿州卫生部合作。位于 Redmond 和 Bellevue 的小百灵幼儿园为1岁半到6岁的小朋友提供中英双语教学，由爱心优质教师执教，并配有营养美味配餐、每周主题课程、艺术兴趣教育等。电话425-761-3726 425-761-3726。
巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子，索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话206-920-6721 206-920-6721。
欢迎回来，您正在收听的是西雅图中文电台美国故事节目，我是主持人 Esther。那么咱们现在在正在采访的是来自咱们的 Fix the Harm Campaign 的主要负责人玛利亚 Maria Batayola。 好的，回到我们刚刚的问题。So about the Fix the Harm Campaign, can I invite you to tell us more about the details about the campaign and also its goals?
Yes.Our vision is to have a healthy... Oh, I forgot the Chinese first.
Yes, okay. 那刚才 Esther 问的题目是，你能够再跟我们详细讲一下这个 Fix the Harm 修复伤害运动的目标以及其他具体的项目吗？
So our vision is a healthy airport communities and healthy workers.
我们的目标其实就是能够有健康的环境、健康的工作环境、健康的生活环境。
And the way we're doing this is we're aware that SeaTac Airport wants to increase its capacity to service more flights under SAMP. So what we're doing is we're gathering a lot of signatures with our letter of concern. So when SAMP is, when the SeaTac Airport is asking for feedback on SAMP, we're going to be able to say, look, a lot of people are concerned about the additional air and noise pollution that hurts our environment, our health, and our climate.
那我们具体会有这样子的活动，主要是因为西塔机场呢，在这个刚才前面有提到的 SAMP 计划会将要扩大这些飞机的起降的数量，会能够要去加强，就是增加班次啊、班机啊，那其实会造成很大的影响。所以我们的具体行动其实是邀请各方的居民，尤其是在这七个城市当中的居民，能够一起来签署，让当今天这个西塔机场在去推行它的 SMMP 计划的时候，我们能够有一个证据是说明说，哎，附近的居民是非常的担心他们生活的环境有关于这些空气污染啊、气候变化这些由飞机所带来的问题。
Okay, so after we talk about, you know, the goal of the Fix the Harm campaign, so right now let's talk about how the residents or any related individuals can get involved with the Fix the Harm campaign and make a difference. So Maria, can you tell us more about how can we really participate in it and make, you know, get our advocacy?
Yeah, and again, I'm just going to repeat, we want our folks to sign the letter of concern, and they can go to our website, which is fixtheharm.org, or they can, through the community meetings, they'll be able to sign that letter. We're also providing people with a brochure to be able to protect themselves and their families. And if you want, I can talk a little bit about what kind of advice we're saying so people can help themselves, protect themselves from air and noise pollution.
Okay. 那刚才 Esther 问的问题是，那像是我们作为居民或是个人，我们可以参与，我们要如何参与这个活动并且做出改变？那玛利亚的回答是，那这些居民其实是可以通过加入我们的运动，也可以参，可以在我们的官网上面，这个官网是 Fix the Harm, FIXTHEHARM.org， 这个官网上面可以知道我们的最新消息。那同时也可以参加线下的活动，例如说会议啊、会谈等等。那可以在会谈的过程当中获得这个签署的表格，可以一起来加入这个联署活动，让我们整个居民能够一起凝聚起来，然后能够正视这个议题。
Okay, thank you for the advocacy for asking all the residents to sign up. So we want to repeat the initiative that we encourage everyone, which is to sign up for our newsletter, info@fixtheharm.org, or follow us on social media that can keep you updated on our activities and advocacy efforts.
那同时呢，也大家可以在订阅这个新闻通讯，就是可以在 newsletter 上面去搜寻 info@fixtheharm.org， 并在社交媒体上关注他们这个组织。
And also it's good to mention that Chinese Radio Seattle is actually part, collaborating with Fix the Harm campaign for, you know, making more community outreach programs, to educate the residents, the communities about the potential harms.
那我们西雅图中文电台也很高兴能够可以参与这个，让更多的华人朋友能够注意到这项活动，并有兴趣支持的朋友也欢迎大家去参加，能够去参加这个联署，或者是透过刚才提到的搜寻方式来去关注我们。
Okay, so Maria, I still want to talk about the potential harms that, you know, the aircraft operation might cause. So I'm wondering what is the biggest concern that you would say among all these impacts?
那我们想要继续谈一谈关于这些飞机运行他们所带来的伤害。那玛利亚表可不可以跟我们分享，就是哪一个伤害是你觉得最比较重大的影响？
The most common impact of air pollution is asthma. When we have been talking with people, we say to them, asthma, heart problems, low birth weight for babies, and also this is related to diabetes, although it doesn't cause diabetes, but we hear a lot that asthma is the hardest one, particularly for children. You know, when children are sick with asthma, they lose their times that, you know, they're sick, they can't go to school. So that also affects their learning in school.
最常见的影响其实是哮喘，尤其还有其他像是心脏的疾病啊，还有低出生率等等的。那其实影响最重大的可能就还是哮喘为主。那哮喘尤其是对小孩来说，这个是非常重大的影响，因为还会影响到他们在学校的学习等等。
So is there any examples, the existing cases of children showing, you know, the higher rates of getting asthma or, you know, any other respiratory issues, or, you know, for the children who live near the SeaTac area?
Go ahead.
Yeah, 有没有一个实际的例子可以跟我们分享说，的确有孩童正在因为这个在SeaTac 机场附近生活而有这个哮喘的发生，而进一步的影响他们的学习等等，可不可以跟我们举更实际的例子呢？
Well, one of the interesting things that we were able to read is the King County Public Health, Community Health, and Airport Operations Related to Noise and Air Pollution Report. That's a King County Public Health study. And when we're talking about the unfairness, they took a look at hospitalization rates. And then after you interpret, I'll go through the data.
Okay.我们其实最常见的证据其实可以从金县的公共医疗记录里面来看到。那像在这个公共医疗记录里面，它我们可以去看的其实就是周遭地区的住院率。
So, these are hospitalization rates. So you have to remember, to begin with, a lot of the people of color, the immigrants and refugees, and the poor people,that live around don't necessarily have health care. So when they're sick, they may not even be hospitalized. They may be hospitalized when it's emergency already. So the public health study took a look at what the hospitalization rates per 100,000 people. And what they did was they looked at within a mile of SeaTac Airport, within 5 miles, and then within 10 miles.
在看到这个住院率的部分呢，其实我们要知道的东西是在这住院里面我们会去看的就是例如说有色人种啊、难民、移民等等这些人民这些族群也会考虑进去。那其实最主要具体我们在看这个住院率以及跟在这个西塔机场的地区的话，它主要的看法是就是每从1 mile, 5 mile,从1英里到5英里到10英里这样子的区分方式来去看这一个住院率的高低。
So we took a look at, we pulled from the report three kinds of illnesses, heart disease. So just compare this. For the rest of King County, there's 463 hospitalization rates per 100,000.But compared to when you're within 1 mile of SeaTac Airport, it's 877. So that's much higher than the average in King County.
我们在看到这一个King County 跟我们在 SeaTac 附近的住院率去比较，尤其是在关于像是心脏疾病相关的部分呢，我们可以看到。在金县的平均其实是1000个人里面有大概463人，那在机场周边附近呢是会有将近1000人当中有877人，所以可以看到很明显的对比。
So it's also true for strokes and diabetes that the closer you are to SeaTac Airport, the higher the numbers of strokes and diabetes you would haveIn terms of hospitalization.
那像在其他的疾病当中，例如说中风啊，或者是在 obesity 这样子的疾病呢，也是一样可以从看到，当你离到机场距的离机场越近，那它的住院率是更高的。
The report also says that pregnancies within 10 miles of SeaTac Airport are 43% more likely to result in a premature birth or low birth weight.
那在机场附近呢，有我们从生产的情况上面，我们也可以看到，当你在离机场越近的地区的时候，你可以发现将近有 43%， 43% 的孩童出生的时候会有例如说早产或者是出生的时候体重过轻的情况发生。
Yeah, so, you know, when we're talking about the impact of air and noise pollution, yes, it comes from many sources and also it comes from the airplane takeoffs and landings emissions that they have.
好的，那我们这边先进一段广告，广告之后将继续为大家带来美国故事节目。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
好的，欢迎回到咱们的美国故事节目。那么我们也欢迎 Maria 继续讨论，一起讨论我们刚刚提到的关于在机场附近的受到 aircraft 影响的一些健康的问题。So Maria, I invite you to talk more about the health concerns that we just talked about before the break.
Yeah, I also wanted to, if I may, share a video from you in terms of when we studied the air and noise pollution. And I'm wondering if you might be open to that. I don't know how much more time we have.
We still have 15 minutes. Okay. I think you can share the screen.
Okay.
在分享荧幕的画面的同时，我也补充一下刚才进广告前玛利亚刚才说的，就是在飞机的起降的过程当中造成的噪音啊、空污等污染其实也是非常重大的影响。
Okay, so I'm screen shared now. Let me see. So before I show you thisThe important thing to understand about the noise pollution is that the international standard is 55 decibels during the day and it's 45 at night. And what Beacon Hill is experiencing, and we're encouraging our neighbors around the SeaTac airport to also measure how noisy the airplanes are, because that affects our hearing. It affects the stress, because the stress, the sound comes in spikes, and that's what is stressful about the situation. Go ahead, please.
那在 在分享画面的之前呢，玛利亚跟我们介绍了，就是在关于噪音污染的部分，我们需要知道的事情就是。在机场附近呢，其实我们可以知道说，国际的规定的噪音污染的标准是在白天的时候要55分贝以下，那是在晚上的时候是45分贝，所以在我们进到这个影片的时候，我们可以知道说，这个在 Beacon Hill 住在 Big Hill 居民的他们所面临的噪音其实带来很大的影响，甚至会带来一些压力的伤害。
So I just want to share this with you because I think one of our challenges is a lot of our community and our neighbors are so used to the noise. They don't realize it's a problem. And when we're talking decibel, it isn't when you go from one to two, it isn't one plus one, it's exponential in terms of the increase in the noise.
那在进到这个呢，其实这个影片最主要是要跟大家分享的东西是在 Beacon Hill 的居民，他们其实已经习惯于这个噪音污染了，所以并不知道他们正在面对的问题跟伤害其实是无形的，他们是不知道的。
So this was a what we call community scientist project, which is what our artists in Beacon Hill and our residents did.So that we can measure how often the aircraft is flying over Beacon Hill and how loud. Okay, so go ahead, please. I'm just setting it up.
Okay, 我们在这个影片当中是由我们这个社区的科学家，就是一个住在这个 Beacon Hill 的居民，他所录制的影片。那在这个影片我们可以知道的东西是在这一个地区人们是如何面对高频率的飞机经过，那这样带来的声音是多么巨大，多么的吵杂。
Is it showing on the screen?
Yes.
Okay, I will play it. So this is put together by a community partner, Beacon Arts.And what they did was they went on Jefferson Park and they measured the noise and then they drew it. Okay, here we go.
Five, you say? Yeah. So I'm going to put, and they also want the ambient noise without them, but how can we get them when there's a plane every 3 minutes?
Right.
So 10.
So I wanted to share with you how noisy it really is, and we want our neighbors around 10 miles of SeaTac Airport to really start understanding and realizing that this level of noise is not good for their health.
从这个 从这个影片当中我们可以看到说在居民们例如说他们在记录这一个分贝数的时候，其实都是从70分贝起跳。那我们希望透过刚才的声音，其实是非常的吵杂，也非常的难以入耳，但是其实在这些居民的生活当中，它就是日常生活的一部分。所以我们希望告诉人们说，在机场附近将近10英里的这个范围内是多么的吵杂，是多么需要重视这项议题。
Just remember, the World Health Standard is 45 at night, 55 during the day, and the federal government allows for 65. And if you notice the numbers, they were anywhere from 70, and I know you didn't see this part of the video, but they go from 70 on up to 80.High 80s in that area.
那我们可以看到在整个国际，就假如说从国际组织的规定的范围内，白天的话是要低于55分贝以下，那晚上的时候是要低于45分贝，但在联邦政府的规定呢是要低于65分贝，但是在整个机场周边我们记录到的噪音都是从70分贝起跳甚至到80。
Yeah, according to the video and also according to my personal experience, I can feel that the noise is pretty disturbing, especially for, I can totally relate for the residents who live, you know, near the SeaTac area, how they will be experience the noise endlessly.Almost every minute, I would say literally every minute, because I remember so 2 weeks before I had this chance to visit Beacon Hill community. So I'd literally just count the frequency of the huge noise from the aircraft, you know, setting off. It's almost like, there is one set off per minute. So I can totally understand how, you know, people, you know, some people might be pretty concerned about it, but some people just take it, you know, as a norm. They're really accustomed to it, but without, you know, realizing that it could cause huge harm to their body, to their hearings.
Yeah.
刚才 Esther 说的就是根据自身的经验，他其实非常能够体会到在机场附近是多么的高频率的吵杂，那尤其是当人们不知道说这样子的噪音其实对于自身的身体造成很大的负担，也会造成很大的影响，这个是非常可惜的，也是需要大家去注意的。
Yeah, so thank you Maria forinforming and educating us about all this, you know, negative impact from the aircraft operations. And here I also want to call on all these residents who sign up for our newsletter info@fixtheharm.org or follow us on social media.So that we can keep you updated on our activities and the advocacy efforts. And thank you so much, Maria, for sharing your expertise and insight today. It's been an enlightening discussion, and I hope our audiences have gained valuable information about the environmental, climate, and health impacts of the aircraft operations and how they can.Get involved in the Fix the Harm campaign. So stay tuned for more informative sessions and have a great day.
Bye.
祝各位有一个愉快的夜晚，那我们美国故事栏目今天的节目就到这边，祝大家晚安。